This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shuley, medical doctor class. If you would like to call his office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221 in Springfield, Missouri, to make your appointment. If you'd like to do that, to set up an internet-type appointment, a telephone appointment, or an in-person appointment. And if you'd like to buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements from the same place that I do, you can go to normshealy.com, NormSheely.com. Norm as in Norman, Shealy.com. David in California, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shuley. And thank you so much for holding for roughly 45 minutes.
Oh, no problem. I can always do multitasking here. I originally was spurred to call when I heard you talking about some of the chemical issues about kids maturing at or their bodies maturing at an early age. But with Randy's call, I was just going to remind the audience that it is extremely dangerous. I'm glad he raised the issue that he was a cell phone user from an early age, and that his brain cancer could be directly tied to it. But the issue of little kids, you know, the little kids are growing at such a fast pace. Every cell is like multiplying at a really rapid pace until they're about 12 or 13. And so when you've got little kids that are exposed to the same microwave technology, the opportunity to get various types of cancers are really heightened. And Ralph Nader has done any number of lectures and speeches and reports and whatnot talking about television and especially cell phones are extremely dangerous for little kids. You shouldn't even put them in their lap, you know. 5 years old is way too early. If you're giving an infant access to a cell phone, you're really risking their lives. So and future medical problems. So it's I'm glad that came up. But I was wondering if the doctor was familiar with some of the studies that have talked about chemical exposures to pregnant women. I remember specifically a book called Our Stolen Future. It came out just before the turn of the century and talked about it. Its headline, a subheadline, was about attention deficit disorder, ADD, and that if a pregnant mother has got brand new carpets, the padding in those brand new carpets quite often are outgassing formaldehyde or benzene. And that benzene or formaldehyde can then reach its way into the uterus and damage the soft tissue of a forming child. And so a lot of this book was talking about some of those damages, but it then went on to basically theorize that a lot of cancers could be caused by this, and that sexual organs were considered soft tissue and could be damaged. Now, since this book came out 20-something years ago, you know, we've been hearing this constant harangue about kids getting sex changes. Well, if 20-something years ago these kids were being exposed to benzene and their sex organs were burnt. Or, you know, there are a lot of kids that were either made sterile, their sex organs were being burnt, they could be malformed. And being malformed, there's not only the sterility would come into it, but that, you know, they would require some decision to, you know, to do some surgery to do some kind of repair. And the big polluters who have caused this problem have basically escaped notice, and that the you know, the protectors of the polluters are now ranting about the schools having same-sex bathrooms and, you know, coming down on the victims of pollution instead of coming down on the polluters that caused this trouble in the first place.
Dr. Schumann?
Government sucks. Government sucks. It does not protect you from harm. And it causes harm more than it causes help. Period.
Are you saying the government is the problem?
Yes.
Well, they gave permits for the polluters, or they didn't do anything to stop the polluters, but
right.
I can't see how the government is the problem.
Well, because the Federal Death Administration approves things that is ill for your health.
Randy, here's an example. So if you look at elementary schools, you'll find out that many of them are built right next to, adjacent to, high-tension power lines. Why is that? Why is it that we would subject our children, our greatest resource, to the massive amounts of electromagnetic radiation? Why would we do that? So in that way of thinking, government schools, public schools are government schools. They literally pick the location. They've already approved the path of the high tension power lines. They're involved from A to Z in the location of the schools, the power lines, etc. Power lines just don't get placed without government approval. That's just one example. Another example is the Federal Communications Commission and what it allows to be transmitted over the air in terms of electromagnetic radiation and microwave radiation, right? They do that. So, and another example is food labeling. We used to have country of origin as a requirement on packaging. You know, it would say make in China. Well, we can hardly figure out what the contents of our food happens to be, as well as the country of origin. If you go to Sam's Club and you buy Purina dog food and you look and you look at the specifications for it, it says country of origin. And then under country of origin, it says imported. Now, what in the heck is going on with Purina dog chow having imported ingredients? And imported from where? We don't know. So our government has protected corporations from, or protected them so that we don't know the origin and the contents of many of the things that we buy, including put in our mouths. And one more thing, cell phones. We all know they're dangerous. We all know they cause cancer. We heard Randy in Texas delineate exactly that. He unequivocally said he got his cancer, his tumor, from a cell phone. He said that. I didn't put words in his mouth. Dr. Sheely didn't. That's what he said. That's where he got it. And the government has not protected us from that. Now, I mean, you hit my button and I'm on a rant here, but here's another thing. School buses. So, school buses, these little children are allowed to carry cell phones on their person in school buses. Well, you know, keep them safe, right? So you put 45 to 55 children on a school bus, each with a cell phone, each one of them transmitting, and a school bus is a Faraday cage signs the windows. Except for the windows, it's a Faraday cage. So we've got 45 to 55 microwave transmitters in a school bus. You've got over 100 microwave transmitters, known as cell phones, on a subway car. And these are all cavities like microwave ovens. That's what they are. And the government allows it. So I'm with Dr. Shealy on this, absolutely.
Well, I don't disagree that the deregulation of the industry has come about, and specifically starting with Ronald Reagan and George Bush Senior and Junior did a huge amount to deregulate, and to and then of course Trump did as well. Clinton, that to some degrees was wishy-washy about reinstituting some of those regulations. I came out here to California in 1990 to work on a big bill that was going to be able to set up organic food standards. And the big corporations, the big polluters, fought that tooth and nail, and I think they outspent us 7-1 and defeated our bill called Big Green. But if that had passed, the organic standards would have been set worldwide. Since California is such a major agricultural area, we basically would have set the standard for organic foods worldwide. And but the deregulation of those industries has specifically happened every political year. You know, all these Republicans go ranting about deregulation. We got to stop regulations. What is, hey, they're crazy. They, you know, like you're talking about the schools. They defund the schools, make the schools go bankrupt, and then they offer them the opportunity to put those high tension wires along the easement that the schools own in order to get a little bit of revenue. And then they offer revenue by putting cell towers on top of schools, which I agree is also a hazard. But the opportunity to poison those kids because the Republicans refuse to fund the schools is a major two-pronged attack on the children of America, and or the world for that matter, because they, you know, they've been selling this technology. You know, you don't get me started about 5G. I mean, we don't need to be sending out pulses of stupid data. People could just watch, you know, goofy little videos hour after hour in the highest quality on a tiny screen. Why do you need the highest quality on a tiny screen? It's just preposterous. But they,
David, here's yeah. Here's a, you know, I almost came unglued on Friday on the air. I almost did. And we were talking about, you know, the next wave in electric car technology, and that is wireless charging while you drive down the road. So there's been a test. It's been I watched this video, and it was a propaganda piece. Propaganda piece on, you just remove a little bit of the surface of the road, you implant these transmitter coils, these coils that transmit electromagnetic radiation up from the road to the car as it drives over it, and you can charge your electric car while you're driving. Isn't that the coolest thing? Not only that, you can have these mats embedded in the pavement in a parking lot, and you can just pull into a parking space and charge your electric car while you're doing whatever you do without plugging it in. Now, the point of all this is, and when I said, isn't that great? It's insanity, because if you're driving along next to the guy who's in the lane, the charging lane, and you're driving a petrol vehicle, you know, gas or diesel, you are in the electromagnetic field, and you're being blasted with massive amounts of...
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's comments about this. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about on Friday was charging coils installed in the highways. So as you drive your electric vehicle down the highway in a charging lane, your car would be charged while you're driving. We're talking about 30 kilowatts of energy in the coils as you drive over them. So if you're driving at 66 miles or 60 miles an hour around 88 feet per second, something like that, you know, there's got to be a massive amount of current going through the roadway to transmit upward the 8 inches of ground clearance or so to the receiving coil in the bottom of these cars, these electric cars. And the plan, according to the designers, is, well, heck, if we could charge while we're driving, we won't have to have such a big battery. And if we don't have to have such a big battery, we'll save natural resources, and we can increase the range of the vehicles because we're charging while we're driving without any consideration to what is happening in this massive amount of electromagnetic field around the vehicle that the people are in with glass windows. Dr. Shealy, did I explain this, or do you want me to flesh this out some more?
Well, you explained it as extremely dangerous to everyone. Death roads.
Yeah. And as David said, we don't need to be able to watch videos on our little screens. It's not necessary. We don't need to have electric vehicles being charged while we're driving them. We don't need to destroy the grid, the infrastructure, by having all of these vehicles charging all these people that want these electric cars. And class, it's really, really simple. We run our farm on about 33 kilowatts of electricity per day. That includes the well pumps, it includes the cattle waterers, it includes the electric fence, the refrigeration, the freezers, the dishwasher, everything on our farm, 33 kilowatts, which is about the average amount for an American home. So we're so efficient, we can run a farm on the amount of electricity that the average American uses in his or her own home. Now, how much electricity does it take to charge an electric car once? 100 kilowatts. It takes 3 days worth of electricity that we could run our farm on to charge one electric car one time from empty to full. This is insanity. Absolute insanity.
Average government.
I don't see how it has to do with government other than tolerating bad inventions. You know, if you're familiar with resistance in wires, if you've got a power plant and it's got to push electricity past 50 miles, it has to waste twice as much electricity to get it past 50 miles.
You're absolutely right. We studied that in the 1970s when I was at the university. There's about a 50% loss between the power plant and the wall outlet. About 50% is lost. So when people say that their electric cars are more efficient, that's insanity because we've already lost 50%.
The issue is whether or not we can spread the grid around. So that if every house had solar panels on it, every building, every institution, like a hospital parking lot or a university parking lot had solar panels all over, the electricity would only need to go a quarter mile to get spread around the neighborhood. And when you start looking at like your electric car kind of grid plan, I agree, it sounds pretty stupid because I work in the advertising field still, and you've probably seen buses that are covered over with advertising. Every once in a while you'll see a bus go by and it's just totally covered in some movie ad or whatever. Well, they can make solar panels in that same way, and that bus could have a solar grid built into the bus and be capturing solar power, solar energy, as it moves. And you don't have to be taking some kind of strange electronic field built into the ground that's going to create so much. I mean, if you think it's bad enough, the resistance that would come from just shooting it down a wire, imagine shooting it down a quiet highway. How much waste there is just to keep that field going. So, you know, building it into the cars, building solar panels into the cars would make much more sense.
What makes even more sense, David, in my opinion, is what we used to have in the early 1900s, and that was streetcars, which were powered by wires. Actually, railroad tracks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court could overturn Roe today.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News weighs in on the mob gathering in Washington, D.C. this hour.
Well, I think that we have a rule of law in this country, and you don't get to just have a mob descend on a Supreme Court justice's house or try to impede the operations of government because there may be a decision you don't like. That would be considered an insurrection.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators said on Sunday they had reached an agreement on a framework for gun safety legislation. The proposal would provide resources to states and Native American tribes to create and administer red flag measures, allowing the government to keep more weapons out of the hands of dangerous people. It would also allow those under 21 to buy guns, but with more scrutiny. Someone that buys a gun for someone else would also have penalties. In all, 12 measures are being worked on. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After President Biden thinking sanctions would keep Russia from invading Ukraine, the oil business in Russia is doing pretty well. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow. India, a country of 1.4 billion people, has consumed nearly 60 million barrels of Russian oil in 2022 so far. That's compared with 12 million barrels in all of 2021. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi discharged Republicans on the January 6th committee, one man released by Pelosi, Representative Rodney Davis from Illinois, says the panel missed the mark and should have included the lack of security around Capitol Hill that fateful day.
I would zero in on the same issue that I've been talking about before January 6th. It's the lack of consistent security posture in and around Capitol Hill. And the brave men and women of the Capitol Police, they're my heroes. I was on the baseball field 5 years ago when a crazed liberal gunman came and screamed health care at us while he tried to change the balance of power in the House by killing Republican members of Congress. I know what brave officers do when there's danger and they're well-trained. David Bailey, Crystal Griner did that. But we can't continue to have the leadership of the security apparatus be politicized on Capitol Hill and put our brave men and women in danger that are in that uniform every day protecting us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the
heater.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So let me flesh this out just a little bit for your class, Dr. Shealy and David. So we have about 1,000 square feet of solar panels on our farm in two arrays. And the average American home is about 2,000 square feet. So we have about half of the footprint of the average American home in solar panels. Okay? And that is about enough to run our farm, but it's not enough to run a bus. And it's not enough, it probably is 1/10 of what's necessary to run a bus. Maybe 1/20, maybe 1/50. It's about 1/3 the amount to run an electric, you know, small electric vehicle, small electric car. There is no solution for electric vehicles to replace gas and diesel. There really isn't. Now, to go across the city, that's one thing. But to actually replace gasoline and diesel as fuel, it won't work. There aren't enough charging stations. The grid won't support it. And as David's talking about, Ohm's law gets in the way. Ohm's law gets in the way because you lose the electricity on the way to its ultimate destination. That's a real big problem. That's why they have high voltage power lines, because you increase the voltage and you have less loss through the power lines. I mean, that's Ohm's law. That's a fact. Bottom line is electric vehicles are not going to solve our problems. And there's even a city government in Michigan who's thinking that the answer to the high fuel prices, gasoline for the police cars, they're not even making the rounds like they used to because they can't afford the gasoline. Their budget won't allow for it, Joe. You all paying attention, Joe? The police don't have enough money in their budget to pay for the gasoline, so they're thinking about moving to electric vehicles. So instead of putting gasoline in their vehicles, they're going to buy, what, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 new police cars? Does that make any sense? Of course not. Nothing makes any sense. And this electric vehicle thing is a boondoggle. It's insanity, because what really works in other countries in mass transit is rail lines that are electric powered. Not wirelessly powered through the rails. That makes a lot of sense. It really does, if the power plant's close. If the power plant's far, it makes no sense. David, back to you.
Well, a couple of different things. I'm baby boomer, so when I was, and in fact up to maybe 20, 30 years ago, the average person only went about a quarter mile to work every day, a quarter mile. But nowadays, it's well over 40 miles that somebody travels to get to work, 40 miles. And when you start looking at how much gasoline is wasted because people have got to travel so far to work, it's just insane right from the start. And that there can be some direct correlations to both city planning as well as basically the way corporations have outsourced all the jobs, and people have got to take some crappy job 40 miles away just to break even. So the idea of some far distant work source is a big part of the problem. Second part is the infrastructure bill was fought every bit of the way last year. The Republicans refused to do anything to make America, improve it, to rebuild our infrastructure, to do anything to stabilize it, and they continue to fight it. And we could have built a mass transit system in most modest-sized cities, that you'd have 10 buses per day instead of two. How do you get to work? How do you get your groceries taken care of if there's only two bus runs a day? We could have taken care of that with the infrastructure bill last year, and it would have not only created a whole lot of jobs, but it would have then, when you start looking at how much of the gasoline money is spent every day and is being sucked instantly over to Saudi Arabia, it's being sucked down to Houston, it's being taken to the offshore banks and not reinvested in the local economies. And people are trapped because there is no mass transit. There is no, opportunity to have solar panels throughout a given city to be able to charge these electric vehicles. We, if you go all the way back to the old Robert Redford movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, those guys were driving around in electric vehicles. The electric cars were a gasoline. And gasoline created a different kind of opportunity, but it was more of a filthy one. And it basically made Rockefeller so rich that he was able to crush Tesla. He was able to create wars. He's been able to create people like Mr. Bonesaw, who have created, you know, groups like ISIS and capturing whole countries like Yemen right now. The idea that there's mass murder because of the greed for oil. I'm not into supporting those old boys, and oil and gas has been the bane of America for ever since those guys got too big. It's been well over 100 years ago that the Rockefellers were despised.
You're absolutely right. And Rockefeller himself, I believe, coined the phrase that competition is a sin. We're talking about Standard Oil. Dr. Shealy, would you like to weigh in on this? Okay, so David, you're absolutely right. The first vehicle, first electric vehicle, was probably around 1891 in that era, depending on whose statements you believe. But electric vehicles were around for a really long time, and they have been eclipsed, as you mentioned, by gasoline power. There's more energy density in gasoline and diesel than there is in electric battery, in terms of weight and mass and size. All right, so, but John Rockefeller, and let's see, I believe Firestone. Let's see, so it was the tires, it was steel, it was
batteries,
oil, all got together, and they destroyed the city bus system because there were trolley system, the electric trains on the streets of cities. They bought them and put them in a boneyard and destroyed the electric trolley system in favor of the city bus system, which used diesel fuel and tires. So that's why the United States of America doesn't have the infrastructure, the inner city transportation system that other countries have, because our capitalists destroyed it, absolutely destroyed it. So we are behind in that respect. But in terms of solar power, I like solar power. I'm running the farm on it. There's a little story that y'all don't know about.
Are you able to sell electricity?
So within the last couple of weeks, what was that?
Are you able to produce enough so you can sell it to your neighbors, so to speak? Sell it to the grid?
Right this minute. Right this minute. I'm doing exactly that. And for the last, well, for four times, I ran for member of the board of directors for Electric Cooperative. And I said, I'm the only guy who built a system, a solar-powered system that can sell electricity to y'all. You know, I was talking to the membership, several thousand people in attendance when we're having the presentation, the 2 minutes we're allowed to speak and make our case for why we should be on the board of directors. And I said, I'm the only guy that up here, the only candidate who's actually done this, and I know how to do it. And I have enough electricity to sell some to you guys at 2 cents a kilowatt, and then the utility, the cooperative, will take that two cent electricity that I'm selling them and sell it to you for 10 cents. And that's what they're doing right now. They're taking our electricity and selling it to you. And if enough of us do it and we teach you how to do it, you can all do it. And when that big one hits, you know, that coronal mass ejection hits, we can be disconnected from the rest of the world and just have our 37,000 members in the cooperative have some electricity. Not what we're used to, but some percentage of what we used to have. We can do that. And they laughed at me. As a matter of fact, here's what happened. Within the last 2 weeks, we got a call. Mrs. Finelli answered the phone and the landline, and she said, it's the electric company. They want to come over here. And I said, why? And she said, well, they say they can't read the meter because of something. So I got on the phone. I said, so what's up? And they said, well, because of the foliage, we can't read your meter, you know, your smart meter. I said, yeah. And they said, well, we want to come over. And I said, well, I'm busy. And they said, well, if you don't, we're going to estimate your bill. Now, our bill was $37. 27 of it was the meter charge. So roughly $10 or $11 was for electricity. Nobody has an $11 electricity bill, right? No, just us. So here's what happened. They sent a boom truck, one that'll auger a power pole into the ground. That kind of a truck, like a $350,000 truck. They sent it over to our farm. And there were two guys at our gate wanting to come in. Now, they could have crashed the gate, of course, but they wanted our permission because I would have sued them for destroying our gate. Well, they wanted to come see the meter. Now, why did they want to do that? I believe it's because they think we were stealing electricity because nobody has an $11 electric bill. Except us.
Yeah. No, I...
So they took a look at it. We have two meters, one to sell and one to buy. And they took it the one that's selling them electricity, and they saw, oh, actually, it looks like these guys are selling electricity. And I said, I'll tell you what, have you ever seen a nickel iron battery bank? No, they're selling. So I said, well, let me show you. And the reason I showed them was because I wanted them to see the meter that said we were producing 5.25 kilowatts of electricity at that very instant. It's a massive amount of electricity. That's enough to run an entire house right then and there for sure. Okay, and I showed on the meter. I said, "See this blinking light here? This with the transformer on it, and that says that we are selling you electricity right now. That's what that is, 5.25 kilowatts." So then I showed them firsthand that we were not stealing electricity. We were actually selling it to them, and they saw the proof. What I'm saying is. Electricity, I'm saying a whole bunch of things. Electricity is the control mechanism by which you will be submissive. If the electricity goes off, and what's the first thing that you want to have happen? Please turn it on. Right? Why? Because you want your refrigeration, your air conditioning. People are going to die without electricity. That's a fact. And we're not doing it right. And this, and what you talked about, decentralization and, centralization, and you were talking about deregulation, that lets these corporations grab us by the throat. I'd love to hear what you have to say when we come back very quickly. David, your comments. Dr. Sheila, your comments. And we've got Greg on hold. We'll be right back. I'll try to calm down during the commercial announcements.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Point of fact, I just checked the power generation right this very second. Well, as of 10:50 a.m. Central Time, our solar array was generating 3.2 kilowatts. 3.2 kilowatts right now. And Dr. Shealy, any comments? You've seen our solar array. You have any comments about it?
No, I like solar.
Okay. And Dr. Shealy, do you think people will die without electricity?
Well, yes. Refrigeration alone is responsible for maintaining our food supply.
Right. Right. Okay, David, any final comments before Greg comes on?
I'm glad you raised the issue of the array constantly producing. And I would just reiterate the idea that the average person is now traveling 40 miles each direction, so it's like an 80-mile round trip to get to work, get to and from work. And that wastes so much power, so much.
And we're not... And we're not getting it back. That fuel that we've already used is delineated in a book called The Have More Plan. The Have More Plan. It was written many years ago. You can buy it on eBay right now for $10.16. It's a lot of living, and the plan was, it's really simple. It's, you don't have to live in the city in a small apartment and go to work via the subway. You can get a car, buy land outside the city, spend less for the land, lower taxes, lower cost of living, and have more. And that's what people did. They started doing it in the 1960s, and we spent that 40 miles a day in gasoline that we're never going to get back. That's exactly what happened, and it's delineated in the book, The Have More Plan. I'm not saying don't do it.
Yeah, and then that money goes to Saudi Arabia and does not get invested locally. Right. And so all of the towns and smaller cities across America are being starved every month. They're losing money So mass transit is, by God, indispensable.
David, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
I'm going to put Greg on in just a second. Please send me an email, instructor@USAPrepares with your phone number, and let's see if we can have you on for more time than, you know, just a simple call-in. Can we do that?
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay.
Hey, take care.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, David, in California.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg, in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. I hope I can get all my comments in before the end of the program. But if you think we can go on electric vehicles, it's ignorance. It's complete and total ignorance. We got a power plant out here in Delta that's been trying to convert over to natural gas. But you know what? They continue to burn more coal. It's ridiculous. You cannot transport freight on an electric vehicle. By the time you get that electric vehicle to its destination, it's going to have to sit for 2 days. It's just impossible. We don't, you know, the problem is government. You've got people like Pfizer saying to the federal judge, we own the government. Think about that for a minute.
Well, okay. it's not just Pfizer. It's there's a little country in the sand in the desert, and they say they own us too, and they're going to bleed us dry.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's government who is forcing these policies upon us that don't understand the problem. You know, we're taking their policies down our throat. They don't have the solution. We're in the worst economy right now.
Okay. I've got a quick question for Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, do you think that that politicians are getting brighter, or do you think they're losing IQ points by the second?
It's a combination of evil and stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Greg, back to you. So I noticed, Greg, you sounds like you're in a truck whenever I talk to you. Is that right?
Well, this, I am today, yes. But it's you know, and you got to fuel up at $800 a stop a day just to run the thing. I want you to think about what that's doing to the economy, because everything rides on the back of trucks right now. They're sitting there trying to fix a problem. We're trying to go back. You know, we had electric vehicles in the 1800s. There's a reason we don't now. Okay. This is not new technology. We're going back to the Stone Age, in my opinion. They're not thinking things through, and this is going to have a terrible effect on the American family. To do what they're doing to fuel, to raise it intentionally, and stopping the production of oil is going to put this country in dire straits.
It already has, and I'm with you. I'm with you. Dr. Shealy, I have one final question I was hoping to ask you. It's about specialization. Dr. Shealy, do you think that we are causing our own demise through specialization? For example, I believe you're a generalist. You know a lot about a lot. I'm a generalist. I know a little about a lot of things. And do you think that through specialization that we are destroying our own civilization?
Yes.
I believe we are as well. I'm talking about people who know so much about a very narrow field that can't do anything else. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. Greg, thank you for calling.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.